Coming up on Roundabout, one teenager gets his comeuppance for throwing rocks off an overpass, and it ain't pretty. Find out which U.S. city is the worst in the nation for speed traps, and find out why the Florida Highway Patrol is facing a class action lawsuit. This one is really absurd. Stick around for all these great stories and lots more, including another exciting installment of The Price is Correct, only on Roundabout. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase.
Calling in from not Detroit, I'm Jeffrey Ross from autovitale.com.
In the Roundabout Central headquarters in Livonia, Michigan, I'm Chris Sawyer from thevirtualdriver.com.
Also in Roundabout Central, I'm Al Vinicor, and I do charge hourly.
I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And I'm the producer, Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout Episode 95, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
And here we are again, folks, back, coming at you. We skipped a week, but...
Ha!
Just keep me on your toes, really. You know, we don't want you to get complacent with the show. You know?
Oh God, they went away. No, we're back.
Ratings were probably better last week.
Well, yeah, we got a great show planned for you guys today. I promise. I can assure you, we've got two great gentlemen joining us. Where are they? I don't see them.
They were scheduled, yeah. So instead,
you said gentlemen, and we showed up.
Yeah.
Well, we got Chris Sawyer. Chris, thanks for coming back.
You're quite welcome.
We've got a free Friday. I'm glad. We got some meetings of yours were rescheduled, so now you're available.
Now officially of thevirtualdriver.com. Last time we spoke, it was in the works.
We were working on it, trying to get it going, and now we officially have it launched.
Well, how's the internet treating you guys?
Sometimes you're the hydrant, sometimes you're the dog.
Okay. It's just a world of variables, you know. It's like a box of chocolates.
It's ones and zeros, I think.
Yeah, you got a writer writes for you. It's just wonderful.
That is the dulcet tones of a Roundabout first-timer, Al Vinicor.
A first-timer, but not a virgin. Let's make that sure.
No, let's definitely make that distinction.
Cast aspersions on my act.
Al, I understand you're one of auto journalism's best-kept secrets.
I am.
Explain that. Why?
Well, I have about 3 or 4 million readers a week, and nobody seems to know it. But I write for the Chicago Sun-Times. I write for the Chicago Sun-Times News Group. I write for Mr. Sawyer over here.
When he pays.
Well, I feel sorry for him. I write for a couple other websites and newspapers, and
so you're spreading like VD at summer camp. Just
pretty much, yeah. Well,
just getting around.
Yeah, I'm the herpetic of the industry.
Okay. Well, we're glad you could join us.
Thank you.
You've been in this business for quite a while.
Yes. When the Civil War ended, I was looking for another career to get into. And
reviewing buggies and
yes,
whatnot.
Yes, yes, horses.
Okay.
Do you remember the first in-car telegraph?
Do I remember what?
The first in-car telegraph.
No. In Indiana, we didn't have cars. We just had farm animals.
he wasn't sure what to say there.
Yes, I talk about farm animals, and I just get all choked up.
So does that.
Well, we will hopefully not get to more of that later, but Al, we do appreciate you driving up from Trenton to be with us here.
Yes,
in
thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you. Always a pleasure.
I got a day pass to come up here.
They let you out of the home.
They did.
Do you still have the wristband, the ankle bracelet on?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. It only goes, matter of fact, I'm within 200 feet of it going off. So
you can't use the restroom, but there's a trash can in the corner. Anyway, we should probably get to the news. So first up, we've got just a wonderful story coming to us from, is it Car Scoop or Cars Coop?
I think it's Car Scoop.
Okay. Well, I can never remember.
But Cars Co-op.
Cars Co-op. So, yeah, they got a story. An unfortunate gentleman apparently smashed his Jeep, and it looks like a Patriot, into a fire hydrant. Okay, that's a bad day. Mm. Which, I mean, come on. Mm. Nobody wants to smash their car, even if it is a Jeep Patriot.
Exactly.
But it went from bad to worse because he fractured said hydrant off below the ground. Of course, water is under pressure. Water starts leaking out. Okay, no big deal, except when it creates a sinkhole, and then your car falls into the area where the ground has subsided.
Well, I'm just wondering why they built a fire hydrant so close to a sinkhole.
I'm actually beginning to think that God was looking down and said, boy, that Patriot is ugly. I'm going to bury it.
Yeah, look, I you saw the big wash me signs.
So have any of you guys had experience with sinkholes? We actually have one. If you look out the window in the parking lot that has not been repaired for about a year and a half now, it's a terrible danger. I kick pine cones in it, hopefully, to fill it up over time, over geological time. Maybe it'll turn into a coal reserve in about 100,000 million years.
Or it'll just fill with pine trees and it'll be all set.
Oh, the sinkhole I've ever been involved in is my bank account.
So, yeah, unfortunate day for this 35-year-old gentleman who has not been named, probably out of personal shame.
But, give him a name.
What's a good name for him, Al?
Craig Cole. Chris Sawyer.
There you go. Yeah, thanks for mentioning me in your last rant, sir.
Oh, no problem. Well, you're my editor. I got to show respect.
Yeah, as little as possible.
So keeping things moving, Chris, you've got a story out of the wonderful Dangle State, also known as Florida.
Indeed.
Because the way it
just...
It drops down
there
into the Caribbean.
It sort of points at Cuba and says, hey, I really want to be Cuba.
No, it just tells everybody, old people here.
Yes.
Because everything's pointing south.
The state car is...
Right.
State car is a hearse.
Yeah. Yes. Or the Grand Marquis, I was going to say. But.
Just the last car you'll ever drive.
We always like to pick up these Florida stories, if only to humiliate Jeff Ross, who is in Florida.
There's no strippers in this story, so it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Really? No strippers in a Florida story? How did that happen?
Hey, as close as you are to Mayfair, I could tell you where all the strippers are.
Al gets around. He's been on, 14,000 press trips the last 2 years alone?
Exactly.
Yeah. More frequent flyer miles than, I don't know.
God used to get.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, Tampa, Florida, Florida Highway Patrol.
Florida Highway Patrol, a man by the name of Eric Campbell was pulled over. He thought it was originally for speeding, but he was driving the speed limit.
Hmm.
He was coming up Veterans Highway, Expressway, and noticed that there were two Florida Highway Patrol cars in the median. Said, hey, you know what? I'm going to warn everybody coming the other direction. So he did what He did what any good citizen would do, and he flashed his headlamps at the oncoming traffic. 60 seconds later, Florida's finest have him pulled over. And he probably felt like that scene in Wayne's World where Rob Lowe gets pulled over and gets the proctology exam, because he was given a ticket for warning people. Actually, it was ticketed for improper flashing of his high beams, which actually isn't against the law.
Is that the catch then? Is that why we decided to do this one?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Because it was, comes under that funny thing called the First Amendment. And the Florida statute that was cited on his ticket doesn't prohibit the flashing of headlights as a means of communication, nor does it in any way reference flashing headlights or the use of high beams. But you know what? Typical of a state trooper. He didn't know. He didn't care. He was just going to write that ticket. So he did.
I wonder, do they get commission off of all their tickets?
They deny it, but you know what? I once had an insurance agent after I was hit
bailed
on the
out.
Freeway tell me, bailed out is probably about right, tell me that, yes, indeed, they do have quotas and we can prove it. So Mr. Campbell decided that he was going to sue. Well, since 2005, when a court order was issued saying that the state law doesn't prohibit the flashing of vehicle headlights. There have been 10,429 drivers who have been cited under the statute. So Campbell decided that in addition to seeking the refund of the $100 ticket, he wanted lawsuit damages in excess of $15,000.
Pretty reasonable sum.
Until you add in all those other people, and it adds up to $156,435,000 if he's successful. Of course, 33% of that will go to the lawyers.
Gee,
if you're
looking. Find a lawyer in Florida.
Probably sitting outside the Casey Anthony jury.
Bingo.
But so
sitting outside of a building. More lawyers and cabs in Florida.
Absolutely. So the funny part about it, though, is that Mr. Campbell says he just can't understand why the trooper thought that it was a personal affront.
Yeah. So, Al, you're an octogenarian, no?
I close.
Okay,
closer than you are, punk.
In your 80-odd years of existence, have you come across anything like this? Have you been a victim of revenuing police officers?
Yes, yes. Right in the garden spot of Downriver in Taylor.
They were smashing your whiskey still.
No, they weren't smashing. No, but what they were doing is they were stopping you and then cutting you a break. They were stopping you for speeding, whether you're 1 mile over the speed limit or 11. Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, since you have a good driving record, we'll just change the charge to obstructing traffic. And there'd be no points on your driver's license, and it's a $175 fine.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you're speeding, how can you be obstructing traffic?
Well,
aren't you out ahead of all that traffic?
Yes, but you are so grateful for not having points on your driver's license that you say, yo, thank you, officer, thank you.
Cha-ching.
And then when you think about it, you know, that's when you reach for the peso.
That's a lot of savings, Craig.
So, Jeff, have you been a victim of this? Living in Florida?
I have been a victim of revenuing by the cops, but I was also pulled over recently for speeding, and I asked the officer not to give me a ticket, and he says, don't worry, I only give warnings.
What a guy.
In exchange for...
And I was thinking about that, I'm like, that's not good for your city, but, you know, I'm not going to bitch. But yeah, I was driving through Palm Beach County recently, and I was passing in the HOV lane because everyone thinks
the sidewalk?
The passing lane is the slow lane in the Grand Marquis. And I got pulled over for HOV violation. Horse cocky.
Grand Marquis, isn't that the vehicle you buy in the final purchase plan?
From your reverse mortgage?
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the guy's name?
I'm Robert Wagner.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the reverse mortgage program.
Dr. Evil's number two.
Wilford Brimley.
Where is Wilford Brimley?
Well, we'll get to him later.
So he just gave you a warning. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and he actually told me, he's like, no, I don't give tickets, I just give warnings.
Wow.
That was awesome.
What a
that's
guy.
Awesome. Speaking of awesome, though, Jeff, our next story.
Speaking of awesome, the New Jersey National Guard were trying to save people during Hurricane Irene, and there was a story previously where they were driving their trucks into water, and the water was actually above you couldn't even see the cab.
Ooh.
So it was only inevitable that the engines would stall, but unfortunately for these guys, they had some wonderful New Jersey residents taking video of them and letting them know how their friends can fucking drive better than that.
Mark it.
Gorski C says haters gonna hate.
So anyway, a follow-up to the story, I guess they were expecting punishment for the five guardsmen damaging their vehicles, but there have been no punishments levied.
The water was up to the roof. This thing is barely visible.
Yeah.
That's beside the point. This vehicle was made by the lowest bidder.
Yes. Amen to that.
Well, the only problem is it doesn't matter how deep it is, as long as the exhaust and intake are above the water level, but unfortunately that was not the case.
How did it drive at all, though? That's absurd.
Yeah,
it's like a submarine
underwater.
And how did they not drown? Were the door seals apparently strong enough to prevent them from drowning? I mean,
they all had drinking straws.
Yes.
Well, had they have been inside the truck, they may have drowned.
Well, yeah, one person was in the back of the truck. In another video, they show a guy crawling out of the cargo area of the truck onto the roof.
I'm getting wet back here.
Hey, guys, I think something's wrong.
That's terrible. Wow. How would the acceleration be underwater, I wonder?
Slow.
Probably not very good.
Well, if these are Humvees, they're not very fast anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, at least pushing like a metric ton of water per square inch.
At least it's not going to overheat.
I need to try this for my Jeepster.
Yeah. That's a great little video, too. And where can people find it, Jeff, if the audio podcast listeners want to check this out?
You can head on over to roundaboutshow.com.
Yeah.
And we have a link to the video.
Wow.
Multiple videos.
Well, that was a pretty big fail. And, Al, you've got a story. about some failures as well.
Yeah, well, these aren't personal stories of failure.
We don't have enough time for that. We try to stick to an hour.
Yeah, I thought my wife was calling in. there have been some monumental launches that are failures, and probably the two that come to mind mostly are the Maserati TC.
The Chrysler
Maserati TC.
Yes, a car that was actually named Chrysler's TC by Maserati because Maserati wanted everybody to know we didn't do this.
Yes, yeah. And the other one is the most recent Ford Thunderbird.
Okay.
It's
You've been covering this business for years, so you've been to a lot of press trips.
Yeah.
Those are the two big ones that stand out for you?
No. There's a lot of them. I mean, if you want to get cruel, let's talk Aztec. You know, I don't want to, piss on Wayne Cherry's parade, but, that's his legacy. So, yeah, I mean, there's things like that, but just in terms of monumental failures, it's a question of which one of those two vehicles had the most previews.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at the Concours d'Elegance in 2001, they were introducing a new special version of the Thunderbird. And Jason Vines was when he was VP of PR at Ford was conducting the presentation, and he said, "And now." Furthering Ford's attempt to equal the number of previews that Chrysler had with the Maserati TC, here's yet another version of the Ford Thunderbird. So, those are probably the two. There's been a lot of failures in this business.
The article here.
Us.
You said it, not me.
Yeah.
But carbuzz.co.uk has a couple that it lists. And the top one is the Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I forgot about that.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Apparently tipped over?
Oh, yes. That caused all of the trouble that led us to putting electronic stability control on every car as of the 2011 model year. Goes back to the Mercedes A-Class because Mercedes was so confident that this car would handle well. They set up a slalom, the basic elk test where you drive around the elk that has run across the road, and the car flipped over on its side and slid for about 50 yards, and they're like, whoops.
It was a Teutonic Samurai.
Exactly. So they ended up having to put stability control on that car, and it was the least expensive car you get stability control on for a good long time.
That was back in 97. The other one they list is the Volvo S60, which was fairly recent. Where
they were doing the...
I think we covered that on Roundabout.
Yeah. I believe we did.
Yeah, what's that silly city safety...
Yeah. They
thought they set it up wrong, and so they were showing it to everybody, and the car goes right into the back of the truck that they had set up to stop. And then they also did it with a wagon, I think, and they ran over the pedestrian. My good God.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Okay, so the two.
What are the. You have to kill some people to make things right. So.
Natural selection.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Courtesy of Volvo.
That's right.
Darwin Awards, yeah.
Leave it to the Swedes.
So, what are the worst press events, disasters you guys have each personally witnessed? Been a party to. Would it be the Thunderbird for you, Al?
I'd just soon not say because I still like to get invites. Once you start getting honest, you're out of business.
Okay.
But I really can't think of a
too
bad
egregious.
One because people generally have me and we'd like to invite you. So that's a.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just that much of a whore that I can be honest about this.
You aren't cheap, but you are easy.
Yes, very much.
He just likes those frequent flyer miles.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, not necessarily.
See, I know I'm at a bad press trip if Al and a couple other people aren't there with me.
Yeah.
Oh,
how sweet.
Wow.
Oh, how nice.
That's how I know I'm getting the low-level regional events.
So you're the one sleeping. you're the one sleeping with my wife, huh? Well.
I was going to say some other names, but I decided.
Yeah.
Al, we were on a trip. What was the last one we were on? We were on the West Coast. San Francisco. Volvo, our S60R design.
Yes.
Volvo. And we're flying back San Francisco to Detroit. And I know I figured it out. You had to come back and find my seat number. You said, "Hey, Craig, what are you doing here?" You know,
oh,
you
yeah.
came out to accost me, and that's where you got 21B or whatever I was sitting in. And
no, 23C.
Okay, saunters back up.
It's the farthest back I've ever walked in an airplane.
I know.
So, you definitely had an upgrade then.
About an hour later, this flight attendant, which Al knows personally because he flies so much, she comes back with a pair of two packages of cookies and a cup of milk.
This is from Al.
Al is so nice that way.
He brought her. She brought him a glass of milk, which he refused, by the way. But
lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant.
It was non-dairy creamer.
I felt bad for him.
Mixed with their club soda.
Exactly. Very good.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't think the milk is supposed to fizz.
Otherwise you would have sat back there and not even had cookies.
I could have starved. It was very thoughtful, Al. You're up in first class. You get the foot massages. You get the bearskin rugs. We have barbed wire in the overhead bins to keep the luggage up there. It's just you don't know
actually,
how.
And the barbed wire screen to keep you from going into first class and using that.
It's razor wire and it's electrified.
Keep you from using that one restroom because, you've got one back there. And the fact that you're sharing it with 200 people is none of my concern.
And they don't clean it ever.
Exactly.
They have a Binjo ditch back there. That's what they got. They don't see me back in that place. Thank God I needed a shower after I came back there once.
Another funny story about Al. He has so many frequent flyer miles, he is almost always upgraded. However, if he is not, if somebody legitimately pays for a ticket and he's forced to sit in coach, don't want to know the fireworks that take place.
No, he has to do the perp walk, as he likes to talk.
The same stewardess one time, the first time I fell back to gold from platinum, I was sitting in 35F, and she walks back, stops, backs up, and said in a voice that would shatter the windows of the airplane, "What are you doing back here?"
The greatest shame
death, that's what I'm doing right here.
Greatest shame for any frequent traveler, right?
Absolutely.
Having your miles questioned.
Oh, my God.
You're Iron Cross with Oak Leaves and Diamonds on Lufthansa, aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah, him and Red
Baron. Actually, Lufthansa on Blue Max.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, you and George Papard.
Yeah. So. And Billy. Forget Billy.
Before we get stuck in the ditch or what did you call it?
What does this have to do with
nothing. It's humorous.
Oh, okay.
Just roll
planes have wheels.
They do.
Very good.
And they take us, they transport us from event to event so we can cover the car side of the
business. Now, is this the Pulitzer Committee or the Nobel Committee that you send tapes to for the show?
No,
these go into the same archive with the Rush Limbaugh show.
Oh.
It's amazing.
And your buddy.
Another evening in the can.
So, moving right along, we got a story coming to us from Fit Perez. Not sure why they're talking about cars, but, whatever. This isn't a fitness website, apparently. But they've got a little article here, post, the 8 most dangerous things you can do in your car. And
really? I can mention 2 of them. they live in Chicago.
So, I'm just going to leave that.
Moment of silence.
So we all know distracted driving is a problem, and a lot of these dangerous things revolve around that. The first one they list, which causes about 1,000 deaths per year, they claim is talking on a cell phone. It's pretty distracting, wouldn't you say? Your wife is screaming at you, Al.
Not mine. I don't remember my cell phone on.
Oh, you don't have a cell phone.
No, it's in the car.
Jitterbug?
No, it's a can with a string on it.
It's signed by Thomas Edison. Actually, by Alexander Graham Bell, I should say.
Or that other guy that didn't get the patent.
Yeah.
Who cares about him? No, everybody
forgot. That's right. Yeah. Nobody remembers
him.
Minutia. Oh, that's great.
So talking on a cell phone caused about 1,000 deaths per year. Moving up the ladder, turning left gets 2,400 deaths per year in the United States. Who would have thought that?
See?
Anybody living in Wayne County in Michigan would know it.
Yeah.
I don't see driving on Detroit listed here where nobody follows the road signs.
Yeah.
They're merely suggestions.
Yeah, left turns are red plus 4. That's the ratio in this place.
Amen.
Texting causes almost 4,000 deaths per year. Can you believe that?
I can't believe anybody's texting while driving.
Yeah. If you got a BlackBerry with a physical keyboard, though, it's got to be a lot safer, I would think. They should break it out by cell phone model. On-screen keyboard's very dangerous. BlackBerry?
Well, I'm sure Ford will come out with a keyboard, that for
sync?
For your BlackBerry. Yeah, for sync.
For the My Ford Touch?
Yeah, and it'll be a heads-up display. Steering wheel. Yeah.
You Ray Charles Allen.
Or Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Actually, he's Charles Allen, man.
It'll be like those guys who are because it has a little pointer in their mouth, and they'll be pointing at the keyboard on the.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Riding shotgun. So in the front passenger seat, 5,100 deaths per year.
What about these dumbasses that put their feet on the dashboard or out the window?
That's for comfort.
Yeah, right.
That's for future paraplegia.
Yeah. Drowsy driving, 5,235 deaths per year. Now, they're very precise with these numbers. I'm a little surprised.
Where'd you get these numbers?
From fitperez.com, a website about fitness.
I find it hard to believe that there aren't more deaths from texting and driving.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when's the last time you saw somebody at Perez that was fit?
Drinking and driving, 10,200.
Okay. Oh, I think that's got to be way low.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would think so.
Yeah, I mean, 10,000.
I mean 10,000 is probably just pretty close to how many times that Lindsay Lohan's hit something on when she's been.
Yeah.
Never mind.
They should have open hours.
Legislature, right? We'll go through that in a session.
Exactly.
They should have, like, between the hours of 2 and 4 should be just open season, stay off the roads, but
exactly.
Just go take care of yourself.
I think anybody who drinks and drives should be they should hang them from a viaduct with piano wire.
Wow.
That's no second chance with that.
Absolutely.
You don't get a good
family got picked, taken out.
It's always the victim that gets killed, too.
That's right. Yes.
Why?
That's because the drunks are so relaxed.
Yeah.
The drunks are so relaxed. They're so good. Well, I was at an accident? Whoa.
Yeah, even God doesn't want me.
Next on the list, not wearing your seatbelt, 12,000 deaths per year.
I would think that'd be higher, too.
Yes.
I would, too.
You know, this Perez is an asshole. This guy is no CPA, I'll tell you that.
You can't count.
No, maybe it's trying to be like a tachometer where everything's like a factor of 100.
Right. Oh, that may. Very good.
There you go.
That's got to be higher. Seatbelt usage is probably...
15% of people don't use seatbelts, I think. It's about 85 that uses it. But they still crash test vehicles, taking into account unbelted passengers. Exactly. Why?
Hey, that's a question. Do police use seatbelts? I'm serious about this. Do they or don't they use seatbelts?
Not always.
Is it because it's faster to get out of the car?
When you get rear-ended, convict?
A lot of it's also because of where they happen to wear their gun, and it's hard to get the darn thing buckled.
Gall darn thing.
I'm serious about that. Because a lot of times, even like at TV shows, they don't buckle up. Cops... Certainly one of my favorite shows.
Cops
was a friend of mine's favorite show until he noticed that twice in one season his apartment complex was
on it.
Yeah.
So, any guesses? We got the most dangerous thing to do while driving. Testosterone, we're not going to say what the actual most dangerous thing is, but driving while male.
What?
Damn it.
Guys are apparently.
Yeah, I always try not to do that.
What are you talking about?
What?
I always try not to do that.
So Craig is safe.
Ben tries to...
What does that mean, Craig?
I'm not certain, but I think it doesn't say driving while transgender, Jeff, so...
what does driving by male mean?
No, why
while male.
Driving while male, what does that mean?
It means that if you're a guy, you're probably going to...
Macho driving?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Women don't drive
poorly.
Like that.
They don't back into things all the time.
Oh, they're too sedate. It's no wonder they walk around with black eyes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. we're gonna take it back and record over that part.
Yeah.
Black eyes. There we go. And...
Chris!
Yes.
City with the most speed traps.
Well, this was no surprise to me. It would be Livonia, Michigan.
What?
Yes, Livonia.
Our fair city.
This is a list that was on the National Speed Trap Exchange website.
There's a website for that?
Apparently so. Livonia, a suburb about a half hour west of Detroit, give or take, topped the list at...
Depends if you're speeding or not.
Exactly. If you're me, you are. Topped the list at 27.9 speed traps reported per 100,000 residents. Windsor came in a distant second, with Windsor, Ontario, Canada, at 17.6, Orlando, Florida, 17.2, and New York rounded out the list of 25 cities at 0.9.
Because nobody drives in New York.
Exactly. If it's not yellow, it's not a car. The thing that's really bizarre about this is that it took them so long to figure out Livonia was this way. Since I-275, which runs through Livonia,
I hate that road.
Oh, yes. The former mayor of Livonia petitioned the state to lower the speed limit in the Livonia environs from 70 to 55 because, quote, I want to just cut down the noise and make it a nicer place for our people to live. Mm-hmm. To which the governor so rightly said, you got to be effing kidding me. That, of course, was our former governor, John Engler.
Oh, I thought it was Granholm.
No, Granholm was – Granholm, what is it? Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
I can raise money. And the whole idea was they wanted to raise revenues off 275. In fact, if you go down 275 anytime from the 15th of the month to the last day of the month, you have a really good chance of getting popped if you're doing even half a mile over the speed limit because there are more Livonia police cars there than there are Dunkin' Donuts.
I've had four speeding tickets in my life. Three of them were in Livonia.
Really?
He's a statistic.
Yeah, I would say so.
The other one was on Eccles, which is curiously 40 miles an hour for a four-lane road. Wide open.
In an industrial area.
Well, that's as bad as the Illinois Tollway, 55 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, it takes you you pay so many tolls on that damn thing. That it takes that long just to get up to maybe 55. You know, you get about as fast as you can go, and there's another toll. That's ridiculous. I mean, how archaic. Talk about me being old.
Well, the thing that I really loved about it was that Robert Stevenson, who I do happen to know, in fact, said, we don't write tickets for money. And he's the police.
Of course
he's
not.
The chief of police. In
how
Livonia.
Vulgar.
Besides, and I love this. Money goes into the city's general fund, so whether I write 10 or 100 tickets, it never makes a difference to our budget. No, but it makes a difference to the budget.
Yeah. What a shame. That is just so ridiculous. I hate speed traps. And 275 is wretched. Every day going home on that road, there is an accident, there is a broken down vehicle, or there is somebody pulled over. Or sometimes all three. But never fail. Any weekday at 4 o'clock when I leave the office, there is some disaster on the road, and it is a parking lot.
Well,
I don't understand.
As I've often said in many rants, if these communities want to raise some money, forget ticketing some guy going 5 or 8 miles an hour over the speed limit. Just start enforcing the law where you have to use your turn signal.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
For God's sake.
Billions.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can just use a day shift and support your community's schools for 10 years.
Yeah. Help with the budget deficit.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they don't.
No. It's too much work.
Duh.
That's a good sound job. But in happier news, we got a little concept vehicle here to show Jeff. Jeffro.
Yo.
Jeff, yo.
Yo, Otto!
Yo, Otto. Yo, yo,
yo. Mama.
I am officially calling this new concept vehicle the Roachmobile because the doors on this thing, it's a car being unveiled for the Frankfurt Auto Show, and the doors, they're not like Lamborghini doors. They're not like regular doors. They slide back through the body, and then they kind of cross over each other and look like cockroach wings.
Oh, nice.
It's very clever.
Weird. Only the Russians.
Well, yes.
Yes.
I got it. Looks like something somebody got sick on.
Actually, I was going to say it looked like something somebody passed, but.
Yeah.
You see the Cyrillic letters there? That actually means suppository.
Oh.
Hence the shape. Aerodynamic and hydrodynamic.
It probably says blunt end first, but
yeah. What's one of the trim levels? The Fisher.
But Yo Auto is apparently a Russian automaker. I understand.
I don't know.
So either that,
you haven't been on any of their press trips.
But I mean,
certainly not.
Look at it.
That's where my family's from.
With the doors closed, the visibility for the driver has to be absolutely zero.
Yeah, but is that
thing? Jeff, but it could be bulletproof. So, you know, that's
it's either bulletproof or it makes it really easy. You know, this could be something that the KGB has got, so that it makes it easy to do those beatings while you're driving them back to the
exactly,
prison.
Yeah, it's soundproof.
Exactly. No one will hear you scream.
Yeah, but I've never seen doors like this on a concept before. It's pretty clever in an awful sort of way.
It's different, but then so is being shot in the head.
Or stabbed.
Well, that was unique.
Clever, all right. So is the Hugo.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to check it out, little video clip, roundaboutshow.com. Hit the show notes. Good times.
Yeah.
Al, last but not least, you've got a lovely little article.
Oh,
you've been championing the bid for this.
Oh, man, I sure have. These kids were throwing rocks at cars. What was it, in Houston? Is that where it was?
Something like that,
I forgot. I haven't done my
You didn't take your medications.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. So it's
San Diego. Close.
Well, yeah, just down the street. it's just west of Houston.
Yeah, it's the same number of illegals.
So this one guy decided that he's taking all the crap he's going to take off these little punks. So
but they weren't just throwing rocks at cars. They were off of overpasses.
Yeah. Yeah, so he shot at him with a crossbow, and it's sad because he didn't kill him. As far as I'm concerned,
but even more sad is that he was driving a Toyota RAV4. Now a crossbow can be a pretty manly weapon.
Now to be fair, guys,
and more manly than a RAV4.
He just got back from the Renaissance Festival. he was helping with his jousting.
So in other words, he misfire all the time.
I'm not going to talk about misfires.
He could have had his finger near the trigger. And a bee stung him and accidentally fired that
discharge.
Thing. Discharge. Out comes the arrow and hits one of these damn kids through a rock.
In the abdomen.
Al, were you on OJ's defense team? That's pretty good.
Thank you. OJ did get off, you know. So anyway, these little bastards. Any kids who throw rocks at cars. I mean, you know, yes, when I was a young lad in Indiana – we threw snowballs at cars, but we didn't put rocks inside.
You put rusted bolts and stuff in the snowballs.
I didn't even do that. No, and I grew up in a junkyard, and we didn't. We had snow that we hit cars, and we'd still get chased from time to time. But they didn't take out a crossbow.
Perhaps they should have.
No, they shouldn't have because anybody who throws rocks that can kill somebody, these kids deserve to be taken out.
Mm-hmm.
I just love one of the comments of the story was. I've been praising the RAV4 driver all day.
Yes.
This is one reason why every car should come with a crossbow in the glove box.
Absolutely. This guy should be awarded the Medal of Freedom.
Oh, tell ya.
Next time we get a president that could do that, appreciates what he's doing for this country.
And you know what? The kid was not seriously injured.
No.
He didn't die.
And you know what? I bet he never throws a rock at a car again.
I bet you he doesn't.
He learned his lesson.
Especially if his wound gets septic and he passes.
But anyway, I can only hope that his parents witness this.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, there's always consequences for your actions.
Like getting shot with a crossbow. Of all
yes, things. You never know. I mean, anybody can pull out a Smith & Wesson.
Or it could have been a Chinese star or something, you know?
Yes!
Could you imagine the carnage that would...
Oh, can you imagine the shock on that kid?
That's so awesome!
Yeah,
instead he's looking at it and poking it with his finger, going, wow.
Yeah. Now, you never know, some 90-year-old guy could be walking down the street and he's got a Mac-10 inside of his raincoat. You know, you never know.
He didn't get on that press trip.
So, these kids would throw rocks. At the very least, they should have had their arms removed above the elbow.
Ooh. But I understand every time this kid hears the term through and through, he just cowers in a corner and gets shaken.
Oh, yeah. His bowels give out.
And, of course, street justice.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the Code of Hammurabi should be reinstituted. You know, I'm a big believer in that.
Eye for eye, tooth for a tooth. Hey, where's the crossbow?
Hey, how about that Hammurabi?
Thank you, Al, for the historical perspective.
Hammurabi and I went to high school together.
You used your cuneiform.
Classes together.
They went to Moses U, but it's okay.
Rocks at cars.
Chariots? Something?
Yeah. That's what we did, Craig.
Yep.
Hey, that's your Roman.
Well, I can't wait for this show to end.
Not as much as they can.
I'm going to show you what kind of a beating an old man can give a young boy.
Well, thanks for that, Al.
Yes.
And, you know, that...
Ooh.
I think that concludes
You're my witness, Jeff.
Oh, dear.
Jeff's gone.
He's like,
Jeff muted himself.
Oh, man.
Sorry. We'll just call Craig a pinecone from now on, and then it's justifiable when he gets shoved down the sinkhole.
Yeah.
So it like all comes around. Well,
there we goes go. Around, comes around. Yeah. Well, that concludes the news portion of our program here. Conveniently,
wasn't that educational?
And well,
I can't believe we call it news.
Well, we're going to continue this interesting chat with Christopher A. Sawyer. Although I cannot corroborate that, I've never been to a sawmill. And the ever acerbic.
Cute.
What does that A stand for? It's Alan, isn't it?
Alan, spelled the same way as your first name.
Absolutely.
And of course, we will continue the discussion with the ever acerbic Al Vinokur, plus Roab linchpin Jeff Ross. Coming up after the break, we'll dive headfirst into a big old bucket of nostalgia with a roundabout rear view, and we'll get to another installment of The Price is Correct. So stick around, you don't want to miss it. But right now, I need to take a moment to talk about our very good friends at Advance Auto Parts. Perhaps you've heard of them.
Are you kidding? I live by it. favorite company.
If you visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, right now, you'll notice at the top of the page, there's a little banner ad for Advance Auto Parts. If you click
Jeff.
Sorry.
If you click on said banner ad, on the right-hand side of the page, you can save some major moolah. There's a very exclusive official offer available from Advance Auto. You can save $10 on purchases of $30, $20 off purchases of $50, or take $30 off an order of $100. You got that, Al?
Yes, I was an accounting grad. That's about a third, Greg.
Nearly.
And I've saved – this really works. I've saved a lot of money since I got the Jeep, so –
it's awesome. It's a very good deal. That's 10 off 30, 20 off 50, or 30 off 100. You just click on the ad on our website, roundaboutshow.com. It's on the right-hand sidebar. Follow that through. You enter the promo code. I think it's A123 when you check out.
And you'll see it listed under.
And you save. It's great. And again.
Winning.
And it's very important to stress, you have to get these savings, you have to go through our website, roundaboutshow.com. So. And don't forget, if your order exceeds $75, you qualify for free shipping.
Holy God.
Wow.
Free shipping. You can have it delivered right to your door, or if you want to talk to the friendly folks at Advance, you can pick it up in-store. No charge whatsoever.
That's pretty good free shipping. I thought it was going to be a roundabout T-shirt.
Yeah. And with a Volkswagen, Chris, you're going to need that.
Whoa, I'm sure our friends at Volkswagen
love
that.
It was a very nice Volkswagen event last week. Let's not
be
aspersions on these people.
The new cars are awesome. I can't say that. Anyway, roundaboutshow.com, Advance Auto Parts. We thank them for their support. And even if you're out in the market for new parts, replacement or aftermarket, still click on the link, follow the ad.
Tell them you appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. You appreciate Roundabout, you appreciate Advance, and we thank them for their support.
Ready in Advance.
Me laughing my ass off in the background there.
To quote the late Isaac Hayes, damn right.
The bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Getting back on track, staying on target. Who's ready for a misty-eyed look at things from the past?
I'm ready.
When I know a motoring in my old jalopy, I think of all our picnics.
It's one of your favorite tunes, right, Al?
It is, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what 4-H fair that's from.
I can't forget you. Here's another edition of Roundabout Review.
By God, that's from my junior prom. Where the hell did they find that?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's better than that. It's super. So every so
speaking
often,
of super,
every so often we like to take a look at things from the past. And Al, you are from the past.
Oh, I am the past.
He is the past.
Yes.
And Ben stumbled across something on YouTube, no less.
One of your favorite programs, I believe.
It was called Supercar.
Never heard of it.
Well, there's probably a good reason why.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this theme
the
song will bring it all back to you.
Oh, that's
come rushing back.
Oh my God, I remember
Jesus.
This.
Even if I remembered it, I wouldn't admit to it.
How are we seeing, Craig?
This is the intro to a TV show from the 1960s called Supercar. And it is a horrible model of a car that they're kind of flinging through the air on a string. And Chris remembers this.
Yes, I do.
Catchy tune, isn't it?
Can't get it out of my head.
Mike Mercury.
It's like an earworm.
So this car apparently can fly, can drive underwater, go on land, has jets.
Well, maybe the New Jersey National Guard ought to buy
something. Yes, exactly. They needed a supercar.
Yeah.
So just a kitschy little find, Ben. I think you unearthed this uncomfortable video.
Don't have much of a life, do you, Ben?
He has a cat.
Oh,
but Chris has two. I'm sorry.
I love cats.
And he was
I will have a cat. Two cats, yes.
Transporting 40 pounds of litter in his F-150 review.
Actually, it was in the Ram Tradesman review.
Was it in the Tradesman?
Yeah.
Tradesman or F-150 V6?
Tradesman.
Tradesman, really? Why?
Why in the Tradesman?
Because it was 40 pounds instead of 30.
Because I had that truck at the time that I needed to get the cat litter.
I see.
Hey, it's that simple. Yeah,
you couldn't create a temporal disturbance when you travel back in time to when you were getting the litter with a different vehicle and then take it to where you needed to go.
No, unfortunately,
there's your problem.
Well, I'll tell you.
The issue is you have to go ahead to the past. It's a common time traveling misconception. You can't go back in time. You got to go forward to go back.
I want to go back.
I'm
to
not
the
getting
future.
Into the details, but we have another. We have
it's
a doubleheader.
Thing.
Yes, exactly. We have a doubleheader here for Roundabout Rearview. Doubleheaded Roundabout Rearview.
What's the other one?
Remember automatic seatbelts?
Oh,
yeah. Boy, do I.
Do you have stories about automatic seatbelts, Al?
Well, not really. Not really, but what do you think Chuck Berry got the impetus for that song?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I remember those damn things.
Did you like them?
No. I wonder how many people were actually strangled to death with
Well, this woman nearly was in this video coming to us from
yeah, I'd like to see that.
Autoholics, powered by Car Domain. So this woman is trying to get out of the door of, I'm going to call it a 1991 Escort. And the automatic seatbelt that runs along the A-pillar.
Yes.
It catches her. She leans forward. It catches her as she opens the door and snags around her neck. And then she closes the door. And it snags her on the way back.
You sure that's not one of those auto-erotic asphyxiation things?
It wasn't. It's not made of leather, Al.
Oh.
And then she gets... This, you got to see it. It's hard to explain. Roundaboutshow.com. Hit the show notes. But you remember the automatic seat belts. The terrible idea to enforce belt use.
Yes.
Well, the only thing equally worse... was where you had to have the seatbelt connected in order to start the car.
Oh, mm-hmm. The seatbelt?
Yeah. I wonder how many thugs were chasing people, and they finally got into their car, got ahead of them, and once they're looking some way to hook up their seatbelt, you know, the aforementioned thug got to the car because they couldn't start it and leave.
Exactly. Even better than that, I can remember going home from shopping with my dad. He had his 74 Pinto, which had the interlock seat belts. And we're on the Southfield Freeway doing, 70 miles an hour.
Those cars went that fast?
Yes, they did. And all of a sudden, the darn thing stopped. Engine shut off. He had to kick it in neutral. We went to the side of the road after almost getting, hit up the rear end by a semi-truck.
Well, you were close to the glass house, conveniently.
Exactly. And, and Dad was a Ford engineer. And he's rooting around under the hood trying to figure out what in the hell is wrong, and he finds this little connector that's unhooked, puts it together, car starts up again. It was the one connector under the hood for the seatbelt interlock, and
man.
It was probably done by Joe on the Thursday afternoon of I wanted to go
It was
go
New Year's
away.
Eve.
Yeah.
It was, talk about scary. Ooh, kids, scary.
Before the Union label.
Count Floyd.
So not a fond memory, those automatic belts?
Not at all.
No.
How did they get
No.
YouTube?
I'm crabby. My blood sugar's low.
Well, I'm not. Yes, my blood sugar's low.
If your piss looked like
crabby,
iced tea, you'd be crabby too.
Yeah. The fact that I'm still here means that I survived them. Why should I be crabby? I'm not one of those victims.
But moving along, we got another installment of Stupid Truck Trick for you, our loyal fans. Ben.
Go on, boy. Go get it. Go on now.
Wait for it. And... Yes. indeed.
The stupid things people do never cease to amaze me. And we've got another little ditty for you this week. Great little video, Ben, you found on the Automotive Weblog.
Yes.
Powered by Autoblog.
Mm-hmm. Set this up, Craig. What do we have? What
You've
do we
got
have?
The video on your computer, Al.
Just hit the link.
It's right. If you watch the live, switch over to that tab. You'll see it. Hubba, Ben hubba. Plays it right there.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah. So we've got a not unsightly lady walking along the side of the road here, and these chaps in a large diesel truck. I think it's a F.
Do I push Super the?
No, Ben will play. You're just watching the live feed right now. So just
watching
the
woman.
Wait. Yeah. She's walking along the side of the road, and these chaps pull up next to her, ask her if she smokes. To which she replies yes, and well, then play the video.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
All right, we'll just stand by.
So they're towing a trailer behind their Super Duty. They ask her if she smokes. She replies, yes, I do. And they nail the gas. And she's standing on the tailpipe side, and she's just engulfed in black smoke.
Blanketed in it.
Wow, what's the problem here?
It's got all your favorite...
The government's trying to get rid of that black smoke.
Yeah, is there a moral to the story?
It's got all your favorite ingredients, C cups and being mean. So, what more could you ask for, Al?
Not much.
We aim to please.
So right here.
So, yes, hilarious. No, smokers just can't get a break these days, can they?
Too bad.
It's still legal. Doesn't mean I want to be sitting next to him in a restaurant, but
well, they should allow it on flights. I couldn't imagine what it's like on an airplane when you could smoke.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What was that like, guys? You're more vintage than us. What?
Well, you know, every airline had a different way of. I think I told you this once, Craig. Okay. Every airline had a different way of segregating smoking from non-smoking, and my beloved Pan American World Airways had smoking on the right side of the airplane and non-smoking on the left. Now, even being from Indiana, I could tell you that's not going to work.
Buddy, could you switch over the seat with me here?
I got to
get over to the right.
Wouldn't the cabin just – it's a metal tube you're in for 8 hours, isn't it?
It's a metal tube with recirculated air.
Yeah, so wouldn't it just be a gray haze everywhere?
Especially Oriental flights.
Oh.
Flights to France and flights to...
Oh. Does everybody smoke?
Oh, God,
like
yes.
Like chimneys?
Yeah, probably half the flight attendants, are either dead or they're suffering from emphysema at this point. they used to hate working those flights.
Oh, I don't blame
even
them.
Ones who smoked. Oh, it's terrible. And then, I'm old enough to remember when they used to allow cigar smoking.
Oh.
And they used to give you cigarettes with your meals.
Wow.
They have like a little 3 or 4 or 5 pack of cigarettes.
Encouraging you.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, that's when they actually fed you, so.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What about a hookah? Could you bring a hookah on?
Well,
that was before the liquid requirements.
You three guys together, wouldn't remember that with your age group.
So, yeah. Well, there you go. Got next segment.
I believe it's time for The Price is Correct.
It's correct.
Here it comes. Internet.
This is nothing like the prices that other thing.
Fantastic prizes. The fabulous
10-minute-ish.
Price is
correct. Insert contestant name here.
Come on
down. It won't come out of it. I don't know what it did.
Remember to get your pet spayed and neutered. Okay, so we've got the prices correct here. This is a fun roundabout game that we like to do periodically, and it was created, as I mentioned, by Mr. Jefferson Ross. The goal here, Jeff, if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm not correct, is to guess the price of a vehicle that you have picked randomly. Correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So
I have scoured the Craigslist. I spent most of today and yesterday finding 3 of the best cars on Craigslist.
So all of the baked on lasagna cheese is scrubbed away from
that
Craigslist.
That is correct.
You've scoured it. Anyway.
Wow, I want to know your definition of the word best.
So, I was being facetious.
All right. What have we got? What is our first vehicle on the docket tonight?
First up is an old school turbocharged Buick. Not this crappy Regal, although it's not crappy. It's nice. It's the Grand National. It's a 1987 with 69,000 miles.
Hmm.
And it's being sold outside of Pittsburgh.
Oh, so it's probably been involved in a few drive-bys and maybe a dumping of a body somewhere.
Oh, we're supposed to guess the price.
Yeah, guess the price. Yeah, were you paying attention, Al? Apparently
I believe you mentioned this about an hour ago.
And right
it has
now.
T-tops, all black, has original wheels.
Okay.
It's really nice.
It's a looker. It's a real looker. It's,
so Grand National has always been near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Yeah, talk about a Buick that you light up the rear tires. And
so, who wants to start things
I'll
off?
Start.
Opening bid. Okay, Al.
16,138.
All right.
Or do you want round numbers? Want round numbers?
Whatever you want.
$16,138.
$16,138 is Mr. Vinegar's bid.
And a watch, Chris will say $16,139.
$1.
No, I'm thinking more about $21,000.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Greg?
I'm not saying it's a good one.
5,900.
What?
I'm feeling good about that number.
Someone punch him in the stomach.
We can shoot him with a crossbow.
Or a bowcaster.
Maybe there's something to this drug addict thing.
Well, funny enough, everybody is overbid because...
Wait. Did Ben...
Ben is a non-participant. He can't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Probably because he knows the answer.
Ben's suffrage, yes.
Al overbid, but he's the closest because he's asking $14,900, which
really?
I would think is a pretty good price for this car.
How many miles were on this thing?
69,000. No mods.
So who was the only one that didn't vote higher than the price?
You.
So Craig. Who won? Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to avoid giving you the win.
Oh, Jesus.
Good job, Craig.
What
congratulations. Nice job.
You just earned 15,000 bonus kilometers on Air Koryo, North Korea's flagship airline. As a dear flyer, you're just a few trips away from eternal flyer status. And you know what that means. Two free checked bags on all domestic flights and access to the Workers' Party Lounge.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That is
Air Koryo, Star of the Orient.
CAAC, reinvented.
So I'm a winner. I feel better about myself now. I won't cry myself to sleep.
Let's get to this next one now so I can get to win some stuff.
All right. What is vehicle number two?
Well, Jeff up Rowe. Next, it's a 1962 Cadillac Hearse.
I guess it'll be here.
Yes, just like the Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters!
I love the siren on that thing. There aren't that many... details on this vehicle that's being sold in Sunland, California. But it looks cool.
And Stephen Ewing would be all over this. He is a big hearse fan.
Who couldn't be a fan of this thing?
Oh.
It's a big black Cadillac station wagon with ginormous fins.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Great motor, you'd be all set.
Yeah. All right, so since I'm the winner, did I mention I won the last round, Ben?
I think.
Yes, okay. You insufferable.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom. I missed it.
Did you wash your hands this time?
I did, yeah.
Get it out under your nails?
Well, yeah. I didn't right. Didn't go on them, but I washed anyway. I have credit coming for next time.
I'm going to guess for the Cadillac Hearse in California, I'm going to guess $7,300. Final answer.
What do you think, Al?
I think $5,800.
Chris?
I'm going to say $4,000.
Yikes. Well, yikes. If you guys add up all your scores, you might get what they're really asking for.
Really?
They're asking $30,000.
You're kidding me.
Well, you can ask to spend the night with Pam Anderson. That doesn't mean you're going to. Jesus. So that means Craig wins again.
Did I win again? Well, no, I was... You guys guessed closer, but we're still under.
You know, Chris, I believe we're guests here, and we're treated just like...
Dog
poop.
Greg, you won that round. You guessed 7,300.
What did I win, Ben?
Congratulations. Man. You've just won a Showtime Rotisserie barbecue signed by Ron Popeil. Now you can cook 12 salmon steaks, half a dozen Cornish game hens, or even a phalanx of savory scrapple patties, all at the same time. Say it with me now. Set it. And
forget it!
That's right.
Not sold in stores. Offer void where prohibited. May cause internal bleeding and liver boils if used more than 200 feet above sea level.
Wow.
You guys don't realize how much it costs to get Stephen Hawking to do these voices.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't know he had such a sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, it's better than having Dick Clark do it.
Who? What do you mean, Al?
Well, I'm tired, right? But I digress.
Oh, dear. All right. So I think we got one more round,
Your
Jeff.
Your turn, Gloria.
What? I can't believe this treatment.
This is awful. Well, awful.
It's malfeasance.
Yeah, you're making your guests look bad. Some of our friends.
All right. Well, let's hope this one makes everyone look a little bit better.
All right.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me look better.
Woof, 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 woof.
What the hell?
It's a dog.
Out. Woof, 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 woof.
Who let Al's mom out?
Oh, Lord.
I thought that was dead like that. That's the gal I used to date in third grade.
Third grade?
It was Phyllis Harris.
What grade were you in, or were you?
he was about 27.
That's what I'm worried about.
I've got my 50th class reunion coming up next year.
Oh, my God.
Al's no longer allowed on some launches because he keeps wanting to do the driver changes at the
Well, no, it's just that they're too close to schools, right?
Or farms, oddly enough.
Oh, my first love.
Childlike wonder in his eye there. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, I need a cigarette.
What's our next vehicle, Jeff?
All right. Our final vehicle for the day is a 1974 Ford F-250 Ranger with a 15-inch lift kit, a 460 cubic inch engine, and a 50-gallon gas tank.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm thinking you're going to need the gas tank.
And where did this listing, what part of the nation did it?
This is outside of Las Vegas in Summerlin, Nevada.
Lost wages.
It's Howard Koenig's car, his truck.
Why don't you start the bidding off here, Chris? What do you think this baby's worth?
Well, if it was in Tennessee or Louisiana, I'd say it was $20,000. But since it's Vegas and it's not all blinged up, the way Vegas style, I'll go for $2,850.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to give it to you, Al.
All right, $9,700.
I was going to go with what was your guess, Chris?
$2,850.
$2,849. I was going to say $3,400.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. What an agenda you've got. Come on, for God's sake.
What?
Yeah, you know, we used to kill people like you in Vietnam.
What are you talking about?
Hello. I'm sorry.
Good thing you're on an officer. You'd have been frayed.
It's like forgetting to take muscle relaxer before going to an all-you-can-eat buffet. Now you won't be able to eat as much food. What a waste of money.
Oh, you did? That's very good.
And Ben voiced it for us by the Mac.
Well, come on, Jeff.
The winner is Chris Sawyer.
Oh, finally.
How much was it?
$3,000.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Just how much it would cost to fill this
$3,000?
$3,000 for that truck.
Said $20,000.
No, I said if it was in Tennessee or Louisiana, it'd be $20,000. But since it was in Vegas,
yes,
I said $2,850.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He's already looking for dangling chads. You see how he's going there?
Yeah. Well,
at least Greg didn't get the sweep.
Thank God for that.
Because then he would
quit your day job as America's favorite Wilford Brimley impersonator. Established 1978.
Al moonlights as a Wilford Brimley impersonator.
He does.
As he says, as Al says, the women love the mustache.
That's right. Oh, and don't forget the diabetes.
So you're pronouncing it wrong. It's diabetes.
That's right, diabetes.
Oh, he's not in character. Come on.
I've got it. I don't even know how to say it.
I'm going to scoot towards Ben. Diabetes. I don't want to catch it.
I've got the diabetes.
And a quick roll, so just plain good.
I'm still getting all those residuals from those damn movies I did.
It's like Bill Cosby did the Kodak film and the Jell-O pudding.
Wilford Brimley did the Quaker Oats.
That's right.
Wasn't he also in The Firm?
Yes. Yes.
Was it a workout program?
Yes, he was. Yeah. No, I think you're thinking, you know.
There's a porno by that name. I know that.
Well, we'd have to take your word for it. We wouldn't know, though, yeah. Things like that.
Is that the one you found, Ben, when you were surrounding around?
Two hands up. Oh, yeah.
It's an adjective and not a noun.
Let's give the boy a hand.
Well, anyway, that is The Price is Correct for this week.
God,
Jeff,
darn it.
Thank you for...
You're not right.
Thank you for those selections and sort of hosting it, shepherding it along. And
this is anti-Semitism if I've ever encountered it in my life.
Al, you do get a consolation prize.
Well, what's that?
A coffee mug from Autoline Daily.
You're currently 18th on the upgrade list. Bitch.
You're 18th on the upgrade
list. Yes.
Yeah, what my favorite is when somebody will come up to you and say, gee, I wonder if I'll get an upgrade. And you say, what are you, platinum? You go,
silver.
No, I'm gold.
Silver, yeah.
And Al's reply usually is, well, I'm sitting back here with two diamonds. I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, or when I walked up to the gate agent and said, I'm number 29 on the upgrade list. What do my chances look like?
Slim to none and slim left town.
Well, moving along, we got one last segment.
Oh.
This segment is all about you, our loyal listeners. It's about giving back, really, you know?
Mailbag!
Thank you.
I did that live. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I did that live, just so you know. We'll do it live.
That was not pre-recorded.
I'd be stand up.
we had Bob Hall on the show two weeks ago when we did the last episode. He had some issues in that area, too, where the table was slightly affected.
It's pretty exciting to sit here.
Anyway.
I heard him complaining about splinters.
Oh, jeez.
This is for Micah. No real wood. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm. Mighty fine. Anyway.
Says you.
We get a few questions and comments from our loyal viewers. You. We got one from a gentleman, Dale Metzger. He is a mechanical engineering student at the University of Texas in Arlington.
And he writes,
yes, in my freshman English course, I need to write a position paper on a controversial issue in my field of study / interest. All I could come up with was gas versus diesel and or combustion versus hybrid versus EV. I was hoping that someone there here at Roundabout could clue me in to any other current issues the automotive industry has been facing late and, you know, is debating right now. And he really appreciates our help. And he writes in a postscript, he doesn't know if this is better addressed to Stephen Ewing or Miss Michelle Naranjo, but I think we've got a panel of experts here, at least Chris.
What about the Leaf versus
the Volt.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So, Dale, yeah, because the Leaf is actually outselling the Volt, isn't it?
Yeah,
Schwinn is outselling.
which is only because people don't want to pay $42,000 for a cruise with batteries.
I was so set to trash that vehicle because I'm so damn sick of this green nonsense. But it's a great vehicle.
The Volt.
It sure is.
It's
yes,
awesome.
And Chris is right. It's overpriced. But it is a terrific vehicle.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I could ever get one from those guys at GM, I'd.
Well, I'm saying this.
Probably
never
second.
Been invited to a Volt event. So
you've turned three Volt invites down, haven't you? Just an embarrassment of riches.
No.
Should I show everyone my Volt battery? How about this?
Yes.
So okay, he suggested gas versus diesel. That's a very good.
I was thinking of. You know, this always goes back and forth when someone new takes over at a car company. You get your car guys like Ralph over at SRT. And then you get your bean counters
mm-hmm.
who, you know, they're trying to make a company money. That'd be a good position, like, you know, someone like that.
And then you could just go to Bob Lutz's book and just crib.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Makes
quotes.
Life a lot
they're
easier.
Called quotes, Chris.
Well, maybe. Not when I was doing it. Although he should do the paper much like a brother of mine did his marketing paper.
Copy, paste.
No, it was long before computers. Yeah. He had to type it all out. It had to be 11 pages.
Smith
and Corona. It was. It was numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11.
Perfect.
And it worked?
It worked beautifully.
Ticonderoga number 2 pencil.
And when he got his grades and everything and he got the paper back, the teacher looked at it and said, wait a minute, there are a few pages missing here. And he said, since it was a marketing course, yes, but to show you how good I am at marketing, you thought there was more there than there really was.
Very good.
He got extra credit for that one.
Ah, smart. Here's one. What about form versus function? A lot of today's vehicles are overstyled. Camaro comes to mind. It's very hard to see out the back.
Yeah.
Not to see out of the back.
Or the front.
If you've got to go to a parking lot where you've got to pull the ticket and you've got a Camaro hard top, at least with a convertible you can put the top down. I don't care what time of the year it is. It would be much easier than trying to go through the window, because going through the window to get that ticket is probably more difficult than coming down the birth canal.
And hence why he's never invited to drive.
Alan Shepard didn't have enough. He didn't have as much surrounding him as a Camaro does.
Absolutely. The Camaro is
view.
Huge.
Yeah.
Just enormous.
Yeah. So, Ben, do you have any suggestions? I know you've been researching this type of material for many years now.
He can't say he's a producer. He
trash up this retarded.
Any other suggestions before we move on to the next topic?
Hey, I came up with a good one. You guys aren't going to lunch off my idea.
I believe we have more mail to get to.
We do have more mail. So, Dale, I hope we've been able to help you. But a couple good suggestions.
Good luck,
there.
Dale.
Yeah, he's in Texas. Maybe it's Durrell.
Durrell.
No, it's not Durrell.
No.
All right. It's Dale.
All right. So moving along, we have a special package that has arrived to us roundabout via the mail even.
Let's have a look.
All right. Very loyal fan of ours, Mirko Reinhardt.
Or a flan. He's sweet.
Mirko Reinhardt from Bad Oldesloe, Germany, has sent us a special package to all his favorite roundabouters.
Oh, is that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
Euro license plates from Germany, Roab 2011. He shipped these, one for each of the regulars on the show.
Oh, that is so cool.
And as far as I can tell...
Thank you. I got a personalized one.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Right. Wow, that's awesome.
Hey, Jeff.
We got
maybe
Ross
they were.
Right
maybe
here.
They were the Super Race.
Wow. You got one, Jeff. You weren't forgotten.
I'm going to keep this one for yourself here.
So, yeah.
That is so cool.
And nice. I think these are official because it came with the German equivalent, I'm assuming, of some sort of...
speeding ticket.
Perhaps.
Yes, from Livonia, in fact.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
It is a Zertifikat der Firma Autoschilder Zeit, Holger Matthias, wird für das Produkt reflective something or other... D-I-N geprüft. Apparently that's the German something. I have no idea.
D-I-N is their SAE.
Oh, the SAE equivalent. There you go. Society of Automotive Engineers. So, yeah.
That was very nice of them.
This is awesome.
Good job, Mirko.
That is so cool.
I'm going to tell him where my aunt and uncle are hiding.
Is it in an attic somewhere?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you.
Jeff, now you have a reason to come to Michigan and visit the roundabout crew.
Jeff Ross got one. Michelle Naranjo got one.
Hostage.
Eric Tritko got one. I am so jealous. Well, if you made yourself a regular, Chris Sawyer.
Well, I get too much fiber trouble. Actually, more fiber would help. Pardon me?
Madame Musil would make you regular.
And probably not.
Mirko also did a bang-up job packaging it, I might add.
Yes, it's very nice.
It's been ripped open already.
he used cheap camp labor.
All these U.S. He put
camp labor.
It's a family show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Herr Goebbels is looking for his license plate.
Herr Himmler.
He put a big...
Good.
We also got a...
Does he have one in there for Anne Frank? I'm sorry.
No. Ben even got one.
Even Ben, as worthless as he got, got one.
It's amazing
he can
remember to breathe on his own. From
I know. Well, I think that makes a show. Always at the last minute. You can get it, Craig.
You get it. It's fine.
No.
I'm done.
I got it last time.
Al's got to get out of here. Let's not be loitering.
Fine.
Hey, guys. It's Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Wanted to call and ask you guys a question that I was thinking about when I was in North Carolina.
Completed successfully.
And it revolves around rental cars, and I was wondering if you guys knew why most rental cars are white, if it was because of the paint being cheaper, or if fleets get only white so that they can be distinguished or something like that. I was just questioning. I was just noticing that when I was out and about last week. So see what you guys thought about that. Take care.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
In the southern climes, yeah. A lot of them are white.
Yeah.
Saves on heat.
It makes it that they're a lot less warm when you get them. It cuts down on the amount of fuel you use.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who wants to get into a hot car? Well,
teenagers.
Yeah. I don't mean hot. I mean physically hot, not as, hey, it's a hot car, man.
Take it off.
That's a great question.
I would postulate that it's because they're lazy.
Oh, sorry.
The fleet companies don't care, and it's just give us white ones, whatever.
They do paint them in batches, but
yeah. Well, maybe white is the to some fleets they paint their vehicles, so maybe they get them white so it's easier to paint over.
Signage might show up more.
Yeah, if you put
readily.
Graphics on it. Yeah.
Aircraft that aren't sold are called white tails, and they're painted all white.
Or the Euro white livery. I don't know. Good question.
That's a stumper, Luke.
Bad answers.
Well, we won't invite you back then, Al.
Yeah. Sorry, Luke. Sorry, Luke. Chris and Craig let you down.
Well, we appreciate your calls. We thank you for sending them in. Send more. You can get in touch with us, in fact, on our Google Voice number, which is exactly what Luke did. You can give us a shout at 1-559-ROAB-411. That's ROAB, ROAB. Or in numbers, if you prefer, it's 1-559. Write this down, Chris. 1-559-762-2411. We would love to hear from you. And with that, I do believe we have a show.
I do believe.
We've completed the rundown in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm. Well,
everyone's here.
It's done.
Nobody walked out fuming. So I think that's a success, guys.
I enjoyed my one appearance on the show.
And hopefully it's not your only appearance on the show.
Oh, well.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's my name.
7 seconds. Al Vinokur.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed this. I enjoyed this a lot.
He doesn't sound very happy.
Oh, I've got tears in my eyes.
You know what we play when we hear something like that?
Oh,
that's
man.
A pile.
How, oh, God, what memories that brings back. Well, I just saw my childhood flash in front of me.
But you worked in a junkyard.
I didn't work there. We owned it.
So you just bossed people around.
You must remember it was rural Indiana.
That's right.
That's right.
We all had portable stumps. We never worked.
Is that where you learned the trick to put the sheep's feet in your boots? Never mind.
No, that was southern Indiana. We're in the hills.
Anyway, Al Vinokur, you write for the Virtual Driver, which is Chris Sawyer.
Yes, I write for Mr. Sawyer.
What do you write for him?
I write
as little as possible.
Yes. Well, up until this the show, I wrote diatribes and reviews and lifestyle pieces and.
Yeah, he did. You know, people laughed when I hired Al, and some of them
still laugh. Yeah,
but
that's the point, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Tirades.
The funny thing is, you go and you look at our numbers, and when people get to Al, it's like they stop there and they go through all of them. And then they start looking at the rest of the site, and I knew he was going to be a great draw for us.
A gift.
I had to have the guy on my site.
Yeah, I've told you all along, and I'm a joke.
Absolutely, and I pay you what you're worth.
Yeah. You do. Yeah, the 401k is unbelievable.
Absolutely. It's like, what is 1 times 0?
Zero.
Okay, yeah, good.
You can take that 0 and multiply it by 100, Chris. Exactly. You guys are going places.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, if it paid me real money, I just invested in Enron stock, so it's probably, exactly. It's probably saving me from making an ass of myself.
I thought for sure you were more of a AIG guy, but
nah.
He doesn't trust Wall Street.
Mm-mm.
I don't blame him.
Dennis Kozlowski is my man.
what have you got, Chris Sawyer?
Yes.
TheVirtualDriver.com. What have you got of Al's that's going to be running soon or has recently run that people can go to and check out?
Al actually, he in this issue, which went up today, He has a first run, which is a preview of the new Jeep Wrangler. A fine piece he did on that.
Mm-hmm.
He did a wonderful tirade on run flat tires that I had to agree with him totally. And the thing that was really great about it was that it happened to you in a Jaguar.
It did.
And that I was able to go to the Jaguar website and find a close-up photo of that very car's wheel and say, hey, here you go. I know that I'll never get a car from Ree Hartwell, but...
Well, Scott Burgess had a flat tire right on the Rouge River Bridge.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
What a wonderful place to have a flat tire. You might as well just commit suicide before you get out of the car if you're going to do that.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look at Scott. You're not going to mess with him.
He's got street smarts.
He does.
Absolutely. And a crossbow.
He throws his bike. he threw his bike in front of the car and took off running the other way.
So what you said? Edition issue of the Virtual Driver?
Yeah,
is it a magazine esque?
Well, we
or blog?
Know, it's blog format because we've got blogging software that we do it on.
It's free WordPress.
Yes, indeed. It's not WordPress. We do Squarespace.
Brothers.
Yes.
In fail.
I like Squarespace. We used to do WordPress, and I like Squarespace a lot better. But every Friday we have a new issue up. And we try to put as much as 10 pounds into a 5-pound bag if we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But our whole idea is that, people are going into the weekend. They want to have something that's interesting to read.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just give you the same old BS everybody else does. We don't just drive the cars and say, oh, we think this thing's wonderful. And we try to give you some consumer information as well. We don't follow stuff like... how many cars are sold in a month or anything like that. But we also look at bigger trends and give you an idea.
Yeah.
We boring you there, Craig?
Yes, this show is presented by Somonex.
That's right. God, was it that bad?
No, but
I'll never get invited back. I'll never get my own license plate. Damn it.
Hint, Marco. Virtualdriver.com.
Exactly.
The virtualdriver.com.
Yes.
So there's no actual...
Because if we just had virtualdriver.com, our initials would be VD.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would not be a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not going back there again. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead, it's the VD.
The VD.
You
exactly.
have the VD?
Yeah, TVD.
Exactly.
Yeah.
TVD.
Well, thank you guys for showing up, Al.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Great show. Jefferson Ross.
Yes.
Autobytel.com.
That's me.
What's going on in your world? Great. Thanks for coming.
Good.
My God, Jeff, how do you manage that in all one day?
Oh,
you caught me off guard.
Your blood pressure must be sky high.
Oh, Lord.
So, Autobytel, the automotive biddle.
Yes, getting ready to drive the Range Rover Evoque soon. Let's see, we got some other stuff coming up. The Rio 5 from Kia.
At least they redid it. It looks good.
That's actually getting to be a really fun segment of vehicles to drive. I mean, two or three years ago, driving a subcompact sucked, but now you don't look like a tool driving one. You don't look like you're as broke as you really are.
That's true. You're putting some style onto them.
So, yeah. When can we expect these reviews?
Probably next month.
Oh, my God.
Monday, you said? Good.
Right.
after I actually drive them. How about that?
Ah, there you go.
Well, Al has mastered the process of writing reviews before driving the vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
It's clairvoyance, isn't it?
I've got reviews written through right through 2015. Thank God for
Search
and Replace.
It was Mustang already.
Yeah.
Search and Replace, yes.
I think that the Mitsubishi
Endeavor. Gallant.
What color are you out there? Outlander?
Outlander, yes.
Yeah. Outlander. It was one of the funniest.
It's so memorable.
I've ever driven. Yeah, it is.
Mighty
yeah.
fine.
Once they tell you how many miles the trip is, you're all set.
Pretty much.
Great.
Driving bores me anyway.
And you're an auto journalist?
Oh,
why?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You just want the freaking
fire. Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah, I've got enough iPods.
Al is also our travel editor, but...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, I think you wanted to plug something, too, before we wrap things up here.
I did. I just wanted to remind people to check out this month's episode of Open Line. September's edition of Open Line, which is on September 6th at bit.ly/openline.
First
Tuesday of every month. It'll be the day right after Labor Day, so come
everybody
back
be hung
from
over.
Vacation and join us for a car chat. That starts at 8 p.m.
with a different spin.
Eastern time with a different spin. That's right.
To remember, because Tuesdays are garbage day.
And Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Yeah.
You better get on the Open Line program, Al. It's a barrel of fun.
Oh, if you don't know what Open Line is, yes. Open Line, we open our lines to you. See how that works? Our phone lines, that is.
That with a Cray supercomputer.
That's right. So Al will take his tin can and his string,
yes.
Hold it up to his ear, mm-hmm. and he'll dial in. We'll have a special pin for him. If you go to autoline.tv, you'll see it right there. Mm-hmm. And then you get in there and you talk. You just talk.
You ham it up with the common folk. Anybody can enter. Anybody can talk. Chris, you could even call in if you wanted and talk to people.
Even Chris.
Damn.
Come in and plug the virtual driver.
Lovely Miss Michelle Naranjo is the host.
Oh, that's right. Michelle does this. Right?
Yes. Michelle does this with her co-host, Chelsea Sexton, mm-hmm. the EV advocate.
Advocate.
Sexy Chelsea.
She even has her own Wikipedia page.
She does.
And did she write it herself? Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of Wikipedia, did you see the roundabouts on Wikipedia now?
We did.
Jeff, did you do that for us?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't miss your chance to win $100 by listening to Roundabout on your smartphone using a neat little application called Stitcher.
Or on your iPad. Al.
Yes, yes.
Get to it.
Just go to Stitcher.com/roundabout. Then when you register your Stitcher account, don't forget to enter the promo code roundabout, and one of our lucky listeners will be entered to win $100 each month.
Wow.
Damn.
I know. That's a C note.
Oh.
Wow.
It's 20 minutes at the strip club for you, Al.
20 minutes. Well, you're getting rates like that.
Remember, you can watch Roundabout
Live. Downriver's not that cheap.
Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 on the West Coast. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily. And if you... As I mentioned earlier, want to leave a question or comment for us, you can do that on our Google Voice number. It's 1-559-ROAB-411, 1-559-762-2411. We'd love to hear from you.
And did I mention that a careless driver is a smashing success?
Did you just think of that, Al?
No, that was a Florida safety slogan in 1962.
Oh, okay, great.
Remember that year?
Nope.
I wasn't alive. Your dad. Your grandpa does.
Yeah, all right. Well, fair enough. We're also on Twitter, twitter.com/roundaboutshow, as well as Facebook, facebook.com/roundaboutshow.
We've got a contest going on.
You do, to win a Challenge Bibendum figurine.
Yeah, all you got to do is put in a funny, like, caption, interesting caption, mm-hmm. whatever. The funniest one, the one we say is best, you're going to win that very figurine. Yep. So get to it. It's part of Autoline's Everything Must Go moving sale.
Giveaway
sale. Thing.
Yes. And if you never want to miss an action-packed episode, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. Thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then. And we're done.
Who let Craig's mom out? Woof, 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 woof.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Mama Cole.
So the rehearsal went pretty good. When do you tape the show?
Well, Ben didn't actually record.
A few things we want you guys to change second time around.
Second time around.
Who sang that?
You'll have to show me how that works.
With the scroll wheel, you can open up. Right.
PC Computing 101 with Craig Cole.
Yes, having people do things for you. Al 301.
It's an advanced course.